100 word stories.
Oh, wow. Okay, hold on. There we go. Had to turn the volume down on the playback on this. Welcome to the 100 word stories weekly challenge podcast. One a day until the day I die.com thing. It's Sunday, weekly challenge. I post the topic and you come up with the stories. The topic is what? We got a whole bunch of stories from a whole bunch of people. You can see the list up at the website. You don't want to hear me dilly-dallying, bingle-balling on this new Plantronics headset. I don't feel like plugging in the Yeti. I'm sitting on the floor, don't ask. Let's get on with the story, shall we? Here we go.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Go up the hill, then left. Take 10 steps and turn right. Walk straight forward for about 20 steps and then walk back 10 steps. Turn left and then right. Go around the fountain in the middle of the square twice. And then forward a few steps, say 10. You should see it. What? You should see it there. Wait a second. Why do I have to take 20 steps forward and 10 back? For the same reason, you have to go around the fountain twice. And why is that? If you haven't figured that out yet, you never will. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcuff.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Something wicked, this way comes. From the darkest recesses of your tortured mind, it oozes, slithers, creeps, and stalks. From deep within the murky shadows, seeking us out, hunting us down. It lurks. Waiting, watching intently and ever patient, ever present, feeding on our fear, waiting in the darkness, brooding and lurking. The night grows longer, our fears grow stronger, whilst the knowledge that something in the shadows, something unspeakable and vile, is waiting. Waiting for us, waiting for the moment of truth, growing ever more terrifying. So, be afraid, for something wicked, this way comes. But what?
What is the Q word? Why? WTF? Where did this come from? What is going on? Maybe I am overreacting, but I question directives when given capriciously. I would, of course, welcome some explanation for the choice of this Q, or at the least, the origin of the Q word or words. No disrespect intended, as I am profoundly aware of the wrath I face, given the past punishment I endured publicly for questioning procedures and protocols, hereabouts. Consequently, I was invited to eat a bag of dicks by management when I submitted a benign question and comment. Remember?
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the YA Books podcast. This is my entry for the weekly challenge number 574 with a prompt of, what? At least I think that's how that's said. Anyway, here's my story. In junior high, no matter what amazing things anyone had accomplished, Albert always seemed to have done something more impressive. Like the time I announced at lunch, I sold 5 cases of chocolates for the fundraiser. Supposedly, he sold 20. I ran the mile in 6 minutes. He ran it in 5.5. We set him up and told him I drank a gallon of milk in 10 minutes, and he said he could do it in 5. We handed him a gallon of milk and said, "Prove it." The look on his face said it all. What? Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Two Rubbers I Know here, with a story on the subject. What? The interview dragged on. The HR droid going through some memorized checklist, while I gave the standard box-ticking answers. Then he asked, "What is the state and progress of your soul?" What? I smartly replied. "That is," he droned, "where do you see yourself in 5 years? Are your feet set on the narrow road to salvation, or the easy, broad road that leads only down into the pit?" "The narrow path to salvation, definitely," I said, guessing the right answer. He sulphurously frowned, and the horns I had not noticed before twitched. "We'll keep your resume on file."
Woohoo! April carries on and Calgary Expo is nearly upon us, which, while you almost certainly don't care, I'm pretty pumped up about. But my convention plans aren't what you're here for. You're here for 100 words of pure story power. So let's do that. On Little John by Christopher Monroe. And then, the question of Little John. A thorny question indeed. Yes, he's dated, and perhaps a little ridiculous, and I do respect that opinions on the man and his music are sharply divided. Some people hear him and are like, "What?" whilst others respond, "Okay." But I'm always like, "Yeah!" because for my money, no artist embodies the boisterous aesthetic parties require than Little John. And for that reason, arguments against him aside, there will always be a place for him on my party bus. He really takes me back. Ah, 2004. We were all so crunk back then. With thanks to Todd in the Shadows for one of the jokes, but I couldn't resist taking it. And yeah, I don't even care. I do still have a soft spot for Little John. See you next week.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 574, on the topic of, what? Hope people weren't too offended by last week's story. I think I offended myself. Anyway, today's story is called Creepy Ads. I find those targeted ads that show up while you're browsing the web to be creepy. Just searched for William S. Burroughs on Amazon? Here's an ad for naked lunch, and another for a big bag of heroin. Looking for a nice dress for your wife? Now Google Ads thinks you're a crossdresser. I buy a lot of Doctor Who books. But even so, when an ad for a sonic screwdriver showed up on my screen, I said, "What the heck?" and took a closer look. I didn't recognize the specific model, but it sure looked authentic. Imagine my disappointment when the product turned out to be a fancy tactical flashlight. Dumb, creepy ads. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning. This is Richard. I'm not too well this week, so I shall do the best that I can. The topic was what, and the story is also called what, mainly because I just don't feel up to coming up with anything else. So here we go. What? He practically shouted. I can't hear you. You're breaking up. I settled back into my seat and smiled, then tapped the icon that would quietly brick his phone. You might consider me mean, but believe me, I'm providing an essential public service.
Nobody wants to involuntarily become party to a complete stranger's excessively loud conversation, especially when it's first thing in the morning, with a long day in work ahead. So, by all means, make the call, but keep it short, and do keep the volume down. And if you won't, then I'll happily make sure you can't. Okay, then, I'm off to have a glass of whiskey or something. So until next time, goodbye.
Attention by John DeCleese. Women always say that men never pay any attention to them, said Alfred to his wife. Well, that's true, said his wife, Marie. I specifically asked you to stop putting so much pepper in the soup. It's just a habit. I'll try and remember next time. I've noticed a lot of those habits over the years. I ask, and you ignore. I'll try and pay more attention, she sighed, turning on the television and sitting down to watch. I'm tired of being ignored, Alfred said, sitting down next to her. So I poisoned your coffee tonight. What? She asked absently.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and my story this evening is called In My Blue Heaven.
What?
Yelled Frank. He has to go. I'm sorry. I'll clean the box more regularly. Frank, he's an elephant. A small one. There's no such thing as a small elephant. And even if such a thing were possible, a one-room apartment is not the place for said small elephant. Look at those eyes. He adores you, Sal. Not going to work this time, Frank. It's him or me. Frank got a 1,000-yard stare in his eyes. I said, him or me. Frank? More staring. Good, fine, whatever. Timmy looped his trunk around the door, and Sal was gone. That's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I'm sure you're familiar with Abbott and Costello's Who's on First routine. The second baseman was Watt. Watt played shortstop in college, but the team already had an I don't give a damn as a shortstop, and they brought up Watt as a utility infielder, and he eventually settled in at second base. Good at hitting and fielding, but not all-star numbers. After a questionable neighborhood slide that broke his leg, Watt never quite had the agility he once had. He ended his career as a designated hitter, got released, and ended up coaching a college team in the Midwest.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of what? And amazingly, they're all 100 words long. I don't know why that would be the case. You can check out the text of the stories and links to all the authors who have sent in links. If I need to update that, just let me know. That's over at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Unless you're listening to this in the far distant future and it's in some archive of crazy people, then it's archiveofcrazypeople.gov or UN, depending on which fascists rule the world. Next week, the topic is a pick two. Go to the website. I may have mentioned it all earlier, archiveofcrazypeople.un. And it's a long pick two, but just pick two words at random. Who cares, right? All right, I'm going to keep petting this cat in my lap until I finally get up and eat some Lucky Charms. Man, I hope the weather... Oh, wait, let's check the weather. Hold on. Click the dot. And Sunday, 76 high. Oh, that's going to be awesome. Probably the last one of the year. Well, last one of the spring. Then it's going to get like, oh my God, you're sweating through your eyeballs. Thank you all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.